joined by Wissam Tarif, founder of the human rights group ISAN, who's monitoring events in Syria from The Hague. Wissam, what are you hearing about Deraa, that the government claims that troops are moving out? What are you hearing?
Well, we have heard that many tanks have pulled out of the city itself. Were news that some journalists were authorized to get in Deraa, but they guided the tour for journalists by the security forces and people from the Ministry of Information. So I don't know if that is going to happen or not. Nevertheless, I've just talked with someone who is in Deraa. There are still soldiers in the city. The security forces and personnel are still inside Deraa, of course. And what has happened in the last 10 days or so is just a massacre. The number of the detainees, the number of people that were killed in Deraa, and we have very few information, and people are very scared to talk now. So the situation in Deraa itself today has not changed much in the sense of the people who are living there. They don't feel like anything has changed yet. Well, how this is going to develop further on the day, I don't know. I hope that the news about journalists getting into Deraa is true. That would be a relief to get some information out. But also, the army has been moving to Ristin in Homs, and Ristin is under siege. There are many villages around Deraa that we haven't heard from for the last 10 days. There are villages in Homs that we weren't able to reach for 12 days now. There have been a lot of focus on Deraa, and that is we needed to do that because it was the biggest military operation happening in Deraa. But we should keep in mind that Damascus suburbs have been raided by security forces during the night and for the last 5 days. Zebedani, Madaya, Saqba, Jisrain. Then the raid in Saqba last night, we have 308 people, names of 308 people that were kidnapped by security apparatus during the raids at night.
What's the source for that information on the number of arrests and who's been arrested?
We first collected the names from community leaders in Saqba, then we talked with some activists, then we passed the information to a researcher who is in Damascus, an insane researcher who is in Damascus at the moment. He was able to access Jisrain. It's just a next by town to Saqba, and he met with people who have fled from Saqba to Jisrain. Jisrain has been raided as well earlier on last night, the night before, and we have 308 names. We started the protocol of verification, but so far we believe this number is correct. We fear that the number is bigger.
Have you spoken to any eyewitnesses from any of those towns?
Oh yes, definitely. We have talked with eyewitnesses from Madaya, from Zebedani, from Saqba.
Give an example. What do they say?
Well, we have talked, for example, when the houses were raided, it were raided by military and security personnel. They didn't give prior notice. They just broke indoors. They got inside the houses. They gathered the family in one room. Males between 15 and 65 were taken. The campaign is systematic, and it has two targets. One of the targets is to detain activists, people who have demonstrated, families that have been supporting the demos, people who have been taking pictures or uploading films to the internet, activists, etc. This is part of the campaign. And the other part is to spread fear, is to build the wall of fear again. And therefore, they are targeting, in many occasions, just random houses to spread fear. And that is justifying the big number of detainees all over the country.
Hillary Clinton today has condemned the crackdown and said there'll be consequences for the regime. Do you think that's going to make any difference?
The international community so far has shown impotence, and I don't think the international community lacks of tools, of preventive tools. No one, the Syrian people do not want a military intervention. No one wants a military intervention in Syria. We have to look into how can we prevent and minimize the number of victims of this mass killing that's happening in the country. The core point of the Rome Statute and the International Criminal Court was specifically that. If the United Nations Security Council manages to refer that to the ICC, then we will have people inside Syria, the security apparatus, the officers, the military officers, will know it is definitely they will be held accountable for the crimes, if not in the future and by Syrian justice, then by international justice. And I think this is a preventive measure which can minimize the victims in Syria. What is really sad that so far the international community has not been able to reach a consensus in that regard.
The big demonstrations have spread to Aleppo for the first time. What's the significance of that, do you think?
Well, if you have cities like Dara, like Damascus suburbs, like Homs under siege, a military operation going on, of course people in Aleppo and in Damascus will step to the streets. We have seen this demo in Aleppo, then there was a huge wave of arrests that followed. I have been talking earlier on with some young people from Aleppo and Damascus, and I think people will be protesting. If we look at what is happening in Damascus suburb, there is a very specific reason why they are targeting the suburb. It's the regime's worst nightmare to see a big demo in Damascus. And when we're talking about Damascus suburbs, basically we're talking about Damascus, but they don't want them to take over a square in Damascus. So they are cutting the city into slices each Friday. They are sieging people in their neighborhoods, and no one is able to gather in a square, so people are demonstrating in their neighborhoods. I think this Friday will be different. I think they have tried to build the wall of fear again in Syria, but the reaction from what from the people I have been talking to, from the feedbacks from our researchers, people are not afraid, because I heard like this 19-year-old guy who is in Damascus, and I was telling him, look, Ahmed, you should be careful and so on. And he tells me, look, Wissam, we can't afford to lose this battle. I don't want to be detained. I don't want to be killed. I don't want to be tortured. I want to be free. And therefore, there is a feeling that the people can't afford to lose this battle. There is no way back.
Okay, Wissam, thank you very much again.
Thank you.